First for the visitors, the Vikings of Tippecanoe Valley High School. A 5'10 senior, number 0, Cooper Walls. A 6'2 senior, number 1, Tade Kaiser. A 6'4 senior, number 12, Nolan Cumberland. A 6'6 freshman, number 23, Stephen Akase. And rounding out the lineup for the Vikings, a 6'6 junior, number 34, Kyler Johnson. The Vikings are coached by Joe Luce. Fans, tonight's theme is Dark Out Night. And how appropriate, because Tigers work better in the dark. Gentlemen, it is time to meet the starting five for your Warsaw Tigers. Starting at guard, a 6'3 senior, number 2, Jackson Gould. At the wing position, a 5'11 senior, number 13, Will Bergen. Also a guard, a 6'4 senior, number 21, Drew Heckerman. Also a guard, a 5'11 sophomore, number 4, Carson Gould. And rounding out the lineup for your Tigers, a 6'8 junior, number 25, Luke Anger. The Tigers are coached by David Wayne, Ryan Bricker, and Hal Gunter. And your head coach, Matt Moore.
Your officials for tonight's varsity game, Ryan Eli, Kyle Hunt, and our good friend, Steve Skiles, who we remember from his days officiating in the Big Ten. Tonight's live stream of the Warsaw Tippecanoe Valley game is brought to you by Lakeside Chevrolet, Sim Financial, Summers Plumbing, Heating and Cooling at Warsaw Buick, GMC. They make it possible so that you can watch this game online anywhere in the world live. Up she goes, tip control by Valley, and we are underway. Warsaw won the JV game 44-39. As you can hear, this place is pretty full and it is jacked up. Akase in on Jaeger, a whistle, and a foul on Luke Jaeger. Akase caught the ball outside the lane on the near side and made a quick move and ran right into Luke and drew a foul.
And the crazy part about that is 2 months ago he can't make that move, and now he can and he does it with confidence.
Cumberland off the inbounds, a corner three, missed most of the rim. Rebound Akase on the far side. Dribbles underneath the basket, put it up, and another foul on Luke Jaeger. And 19 seconds into the game, the one true big guy Warsaw has is going to head to the bench.
Well, and that becomes a huge problem because Akase loves to put the ball on the floor, and right there he doesn't have much room, but he's still able to go baseline and take one big dribble and get to the basket area.
Akase shoots the free throw, up and in. A 6'6 freshman, 6 points, 5 rebounds per game. Had 12 points and 9 rebounds against Triton on Friday. One more coming up for the freshman. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Valley clears the lane as he puts the second one in. And Valley has a 2-0 lead. And Luke Jaeger's got 2 quick fouls. Carson Gould to the center circle against Walls. Dribbles right off a double screen. Then throws it back to Heckman. And they put Akase on him. Gould, hard dribble to the foul line. Fakes, falls, fires, scores. I just had a feeling today that Jackson on senior night was going to be big, and he's off to a good start.
Well, and that's such a tough shot because he jump stops in the middle of the lane and has to pivot away from the defense and hit a fall away. That's not an easy shot, but Jackson makes it look easy.
Wall spins the block, throws it back out for Johnson. Now to Kaiser. Kaiser fakes the three, dribbles left, shoots a three over Potter, and hits it. Tay to Kaiser with his 34th three-pointer of the year, and Valley leads 5-2.
Well, and, you know, this is his first opportunity to come back to the Tiger Den and play, so you know he's excited. And when you make your first shot with all the adrenaline that he's running, that's not a good sign for the Tigers.
Gould to the right elbow, picked up on a switch, one hands it back to the left corner for Carson Gould, down to Potter outside the block. Potter backs his way down in, turns to the baseline, shoots up, it scores. Andrew Potter had 4 points against Plymouth, and the Tigers are within one. Kaiser off the right, out to Johnson. He bobbles, Heckman's right there. Now to Walls. Walls against Bergen, to the elbow. Fakes, high pick and roll. They flip it into Akase, and he'll put it up and score. He's got 4 in the first 2 minutes. Valley leads 7-4. Carson Gould off a screen, down to the right wing. Back to Heckman. Heckman tries the left side of the lane, and a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called against Akase. His first against the Vikings, out of bounds to Warsaw.
Well, and the one thing that Akase had to learn right away when he got to the varsity level is physicality, because when he would go to screen, he would kind of throw guys out of the way. Right there, that was a pretty good defensive stand, and he got hit right in the chest. But he is susceptible to getting into foul trouble.
Inbounds to Potter for an 8-footer that's a little long, and the rebound's grabbed by Cumberland for Tippecanoe Valley. Luke Bricker into the game for the Tigers. Bergen heads to the bench. Kaiser out at the top against Gould. Backs it out toward the far side. Now brings it toward the center circle. Bounces it to Akase above the left elbow. Holding head high, now shoulder high. He'll hand off to Cumberland. Cumberland into Carson Gould. That's a tough matchup for Carson. Cumberland trying to get past him, he can. Now to Kaiser, ball knocked out of his hands. Last touch by Jackson Gould. It's out of bounds to Valley. 5:35 left to play in quarter one. Valley leads Warsaw 7-4.
The thing about with Cumberland is a lot of times he's allowed to get himself open in this offense, but with Carson Gould on him, he's going to need assistance with screens and with really good passing, because Carson's not going to let him have any freedom or any movement.
Kaiser pacing with the dribble in between the circles. Near side Cumberland off a screen open, but we're going to have what? A foul against the Vikings on an illegal screen. Johnson's going to get an illegal screening foul, his first team second, out of bounds to Warsaw.
And that's a good call. I thought they were going to miss it right there. Johnson got his elbows up high on the screen and up around, you know, Carson's neck, and Carson couldn't move, and he walked with him. So that's a good call by that official.
Heckman, they clear out the top. He dribbled it off his own foot. It's loose to the free throw line. Heckman yanks it out of there. Oh, it's going to be a held ball. The air belongs to Warsaw, so it's out of bounds to the Tigers right in front of the Valley coaching staff, with Warsaw trailing 7-4. Heckman to throw it in. And he'll get it into Jackson Gould right in front of him. He'll hand back to Carson Gould, who had to scurry across the timeline into the front court. He's guarded by Walls. Heckman on the far side of the center circle, off a Carson Gould screen. Takes it down in against Akase. Bumps, jumps a pass across to Potter, who put it up outside the lane, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Kaiser for Tippecanoe Valley. Now Kaiser into the front court. Right corner Johnson to the baseline for Akase. And Luke Yeager on the bench with 2 fouls. Walls dare to shoot for 3, missed everything. Heckman the rebound for Warsaw. Heckman in transition. Up the middle of the court now to the free throw line. Wins around it. Gets it to Potter. Put it up and put it in. Potter with 4 early points, and Warsaw is within 1.
What a good pass by Drew Heckman. He had 2 guys collapsing on him, and instead of trying to force it between them, he makes a great bounce pass to Potter.
Kaiser from 25 on the right, no good. Bricker got run into. Foul called. It's going to be Johnson's second. So he becomes the first Valley player to get the 2 fouls with 4:19 left in the quarter. Brant Martin and Trey Davis into the game for the Tigers for Heckman and Gould at 4:19 of the first. Warsaw with a chance to get their first lead of the game. Bricker, Gould, Potter, Martin, and Trey Davis out there for Matt Moore. And by the way, Johnson still in the game with those 2 fouls. Potter, top of the circle. Hands back to Jackson Gould. Ball knocked out of his hands. He picks it back up. Bricker turning for a 25-footer. A little long. Rebounds grabbed by Kaiser for Tippecanoe Valley. Up ahead to Johnson on the right wing. Out top for Cumberland. Cumberland drives to the elbow, kicks it across to Walls. He'll stumble down the side of the lane, picks up his dribble, throws it out to Johnson. Now Kaiser steps away from Gould, shoots a three-pointer that's no good. Bricker's got the rebound for Warsaw. Long pass ahead, Trey Davis. Down to the left wing, out to Martin. Martin started in, and now we'll back it out. 3.5 minutes left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw trails 7-6 at home against Tippecanoe Valley. Bricker had the ball knocked out of his hands. Warsaw maintains possession, and they finally get Johnson out of there. And they bring in their sharpshooter, Riley Shepard, who leads them in three-pointers with 40 this season.
And they're going to need him to become a big force on the glass now, because he's going to have to step in for Johnson, who was a big rebounding force for the Vikings.
Inbound from Bricker to Trey Davis. Out to the center circle to Martin. Now left side for Gould. Gould dribbling left, out to the middle. He'll force one across to Martin, and the pass goes wide of him and out of bounds. Again, Jackson jumped in the air with no real definite plan. He threw it to where he thought Martin was going to be, but it was about 5 feet too wide of Martin's right.
Yeah, and once he jumped in the air, he was in no man's land because nobody was open for him to get it to, and he definitely couldn't shoot it because Valley did a good job defending him.
Cumberland one-on-one against Davis, falling and firing from 12 on the baseline. No good. Bricker tipped it. Grabbed by Heckman, who just checked back in for the Tigers. Gould, Davis, Heckman, Martin, and Bricker out there now for Matt Moore. Bricker to the foul line, leans in, shoots it, and missed it, but a foul called. Walls from behind, he got caught on the screen, and Bricker shoots two for the Tigers, and that's great news. He's Warsaw's best at 18 out of 20 for 90%. Walls' first foul, Valley called for four already, 2:52 left to go in the quarter. Bricker shoots and ties the game at 7.
Well, and if you want to watch a game inside of a game, Cooper Walls trailing Luke Bricker all the way around the floor. The last possession, he was in his back pocket, and right there Luke was able to get a step on him and be very creative in drawing that foul.
Bricker makes both free throws. He's given Warsaw their first lead. It's 8-7 Tigers. Across the line, Kaiser angles off to the right. He'll hand off to Walls, out top to Shepard, near side Cumberland. He gets away from Davis for a moment, but Trey caught up. Now the pass wing tipped away. Gould dives on it. Kaiser got there first. Trey Davis comes out of there with it and somehow got it out of there to Heckman. What a play by Trey Davis. Heckman to the foul line, then backs it back out beyond the arc. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Warsaw leads 8-7. Jackson Gould left wing. One hands it out to Bricker. Bricker to the left elbow. In the corner, Heckman up the baseline, and a blocking foul called, and that's Stephen Akase with his second with 2:17 left to go here in the first quarter.
And that is detrimental to the Vikings because now their two best rebounders are going to be forced to the bench unless they're going to ride with Akase here early. And as well as he started out, I would be very careful if I'm Coach Luce to leave him out there.
He's still out there, and there's nobody at the scorer's table. Heckman out on the left wing. Akase's got him. Heckman drives past him, shoots it in the lane, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Akase. That was a dangerous play for Tippecanoe Valley because there easily could have been a third foul called there. Heckman across the line. Cooper Walls, deep right corner. He'll take one dribble, bounce it down to Akase against Bricker. 10 feet out on the baseline, slipped it inside to Walls, shoots it up, scores. Any points they get out of Cooper Walls are bonus points. And he's got his first two to make it 9-8 Valley.
Well, that's a great pass by Akase because he gets doubled, and immediately he looks to Cooper Walls where the double came from, and Cooper grabs it and goes up strong with it.
Martin right wing holding against Shepard. Bounces out top for Bricker. Inside Gould, turning 12-footer, is way off the mark, and Cumberland's got the rebound for Tippecanoe Valley. He'll take off up the middle of the floor, angle off to the right, kicking out to Kaiser. Kaiser against Gould, jab step out top, then goes baseline and was cut off by Jackson. Now Cumberland out on the right wing against Davis, drives down to the block, leans into him, forced up a tough one, couldn't get it. Heckman the rebound for Warsaw. Heckman up the middle of the court, Akase waiting for him at the free throw line, takes it left, spins inside, a whistle, and there's going to be, an offensive foul is going to be called on Drew Heckman. An offensive foul is called against Drew Heckman. Steve Skiles on the call, out of bounds to Tippecanoe Valley. That's a huge call in this game. That would have been the third on Akase. And Matt Moore talking kindly to Steve Skiles, who's heard all the arguments over his long time as an official at many levels. Walls right wing. Pounding the dribble out there, bounces out top Shepard. Shepard is bumped and fouled by Carson Gould. Carson stuck the left knee out there, picks up his first. And that will be 14 fouls now against the Tigers. 46 seconds left to play here in our opening quarter. Valley with the ball in a one-point lead, 9-8.
To the surprise of nobody, this game is it's not a dirty, chippy game at this point, but it is chippy. Everybody's hitting their guy coming across the lane, and there is absolutely no love loss in the paint between these two teams.
No free cutters today.
No.
Kaiser gets around Martin, takes it in the lane, a floater, puts it up, no good, and a foul called, and they're going to say that's a shooting foul. Bricker with his first, team's fifth. And free throws coming up for Tate Kaiser. He was here as a sophomore, did a really good job on the JV, certainly got better as the year went along. And then after that school year, that summer, he had a friend that was killed, one of the Tippecanoe Valley basketball players, killed in a car accident, which changed the traffic pattern on State Road 114 north of North Manchester. And he felt the need to go back to be with his friends that he'd grown up with down there at Tippecanoe Valley. And he's been terrific for them this season. 14 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. Akase finally comes out of the game with Valley leading 11-8 as we play the final 30 seconds of quarter one. Ball knocked out of bounds by Walls. And it's out of bounds to the Tigers with 26.7 left.
I would pay good money to watch those two guys right there play one-on-one basketball. That would be extremely entertaining. Cooper Walls and Carson Gould are going to go at it back and forth, and it's just very entertaining to watch.
Gould backs his way across the line right in front of the scores table. 18 seconds, down 17. Valley has the possession arrow. Gould directing traffic. 10 seconds, down 9. Jump pass tipped into the Valley bench and out of bounds. Last touch by Dylan Neese for the Vikings. 6.9 left to play in the quarter. Right now, Valley's guarding the perimeter. The basket area is open. They get it into Jackson Gould, 6 seconds. He's trapped. Steps through it. Bricker falling. 8-footer. Good! Bricker beats the clock. And after one, it's Valley 11, Warsaw 10. We'll be back with quarter two after the 60-second timeout on News Now Warsaw.